What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Connecting the dots to a paranormal experience can be very frustrating. It can be very difficult, if not downright impossible at times, because, well, quite simply, you're dealing with something that's hard to be proven. You're dealing with something that, in many cases, probably doesn't necessarily want to be proven. And good luck getting it to replicate itself. You're just kind of like, what was that? That happened. But then you start to connect dots with the storyline of the living or the once living. What did they do? What were they going through in the same spot where you're experiencing those hauntings? And sometimes, just sometimes, those dots connect very well and you go, oh, that's why along this way that's happening. That's why in this room that's taking place. That's certainly what we experience in our next story. Take a listen. My adult son and I have rented my brother's girlfriend's mobile home for almost 8 years now. The things I will describe have happened over the course of these 8 years. I tried to put them in the order in which they happened. I tried to give as much detail as possible without intentionally boring the listener. These incidents seem to occur in one area of the house, and have happened to everyone living there. But no one who has visited. The first time I noticed anything was when I occupied the master bedroom before I changed rooms with my son. I'd hear very faint conversations but could never hear specific words. But it was noticeable enough to wake me up during the night. At first, I never really thought much about it because I thought I might be hearing sounds from the outside or that my brain was trying to make sense of background noises. I exchanged rooms with my son a couple of years ago, not because of the voices, but for convenience. When he moved into the room, he started to hear the same conversations. He stays up late on his computer, and he said that he has heard people talking on several different occasions. There's an alley behind our home, sort of an access road over the drainage culvert. And there are other mobile homes on the other side of the alley, which is all part of the mobile home park we live in. When he first heard the voices, it was 2 a.m. The voices were loud enough to cause him to investigate, so he went outside into the backyard and into the front yard to see if he could find anyone. He thought it was sort of strange, but never really connected it to anything. But when he mentioned it to me, we both shared that we had had the same experience when in that room. We've also had items come up missing. I had an entire set of 4 drinking glasses disappear at one time. My son is an adult, 38 years old, so he would not have taken them into his room and left them there as a teenager might do. We even searched the house, couldn't find them anywhere. I never take dishes into other rooms except the living room, but they would have been in plain sight if they had been in there. A couple of weeks later, my son was emptying the dishwasher, putting away the clean dishes, and there were all 4 glasses in the dishwasher. I was the one that had loaded the dirty dishes into the dishwasher and turned it on, yet strangely, those missing glasses were in there when my son emptied the dishwasher. We also had our mailbox key disappear last Christmas. We searched the entire house, and then one evening, my son was walking into the house through the front door after saying goodbye to a friend outside. The Christmas tree was next to the front door, and my son turned and looked down at the tree. He said he didn't know why, but he felt the urge to look. I was sitting there the entire time, from the time he walked out the door with his friend while he was outside, and when we came back inside, when he saw the key, he didn't immediately tell me. He just walked to the other side of the room and said, "Go look at the tree." Then pointed to where I should look, and there was a mailbox key sitting lightly on top of one of the branches. It wasn't sunken into the branch, nor was the key ring hooked on the branch in any way. It was just lying there on the very top of the branch. The key had been missing for a couple of weeks, and we'd ordered a new key, and had just received the new key the day before. During those 2 weeks, I'd been around the tree when cleaning and vacuuming, even straightening the decorations on the tree, fixing ribbons that had been knocked off when we brushed it against it when entering the room, or when the cat had been playing with the ribbon and pulled it off the lower branches, which is where we found the key, yet never saw the key, which was in plain sight on the branch when we found it. When searching for the key, we had, even though perhaps one of us had dropped it when walking in the door, so we had searched all around the tree. On another occasion, I was sitting at my computer in the living room, and my son came out of his room. He looked absolutely pale and scared. He asked me to come into his room and walk back and forth in the bathroom because he wanted to see how much it cast a shadow. He wouldn't tell me why. Then he said he had been lying on his bed watching TV, and a shadow passed in front of the bed. He said it even cut out the power light on the computer tower, i.e. he couldn't see the light when the shadow passed in front of it. This is the power light I'm talking about, not the light on the drive that blinks on and off. It's the power light that stays on continuously when the computer is on. We tried to recreate what he had seen, but couldn't cast a shadow that looked the same as what he had seen. Another time, my dog, she has since passed away, was sitting quietly in the living room, and all of a sudden he stood up and started barking and looking at something in the kitchen in front of my son's bedroom door. The master bedroom is off the kitchen at the back of the house. She continued to bark as if something was there, but she was afraid to approach because she couldn't recognize what she was looking at. If you have a dog, you know the difference between a dog barking at something they actually see and something they think they see or hear. If they're not sure of what they're looking at, they usually won't get too close, but stand back and bark loudly. I turned to look at what she was barking at, but I couldn't see anything. She never barked at the cat, and the cat was not there. Then she started running around the kitchen and living room while looking up at the ceiling as if she was looking for something, all the while kind of woofing and barking. She never acted like that before or after, and we had her for 8 years. When my son came out of his bedroom, I told him what she had been doing. Later that evening, my son and I were sitting in the living room watching TV, and my cat stood up on the back of the couch and was looking towards the same area in the kitchen, watching something very intently. She even got up and jumped off the couch and onto the dining room table and kept looking at that area, then turned her head up towards the ceiling, looking at something. My son got his camera, took a couple of photos of the area, and in one of the photos, there's an orb. Now it gets really creepy. My son's son, my grandson, is 7 years old. A couple of months ago, he was sitting in the living room and he and I were talking. He was sitting on the little wooden chair in front of the TV in the middle of the room. The kitchen was to his back. He turned around to talk to me. I was sitting to his right on the recliner. The back of his chair was facing the kitchen area. And as he turned in the chair, the kitchen was then to his right. His dad was in his bedroom door with the door open, sitting at his computer in the corner, so we couldn't see him on the other side of the wall. My grandson must have seen some movement out of the corner of his eye while talking to me, and he turned around to look towards his dad's bedroom door. He kind of kept squinting, trying to focus on something, when he said, "Grandma, why is Daddy just standing there?" I didn't think much of it and just said, "I don't know." And I turned to look but couldn't see anything because I was at the angle where I couldn't see into the bedroom. My grandson kept trying to focus on what he was seeing as if he couldn't quite make out what he was looking at. He kept saying, "Daddy's just standing there." finally got up, went to my son's room and asked him if he'd just been standing in his room at the front of his door a couple of minutes ago. He said he'd been sitting at his computer the entire time and never gotten up. We started asking my grandson if he could see a face, and he said it was just dark, no features, but it looked like a man's figure, so he thought it was Dad. My son then had my grandson sit in the chair he had been sitting in when he saw the figure, and my son then stood in the room where my grandson saw the figure standing. My son had to move around the room until he was in the exact spot that my grandson saw the figure. He was sort of halfway blocked off by the door frame and on the side to where my son's computer desk is. When he was in the exact spot, my grandson said, "Just like that." My grandson also said that while he was looking at the shadow figure, it stayed there for a while and then suddenly moved out of sight behind the wall towards where my son's computer desk is. There's a mirror the entire length of the master bathroom, which you can see when looking through into the bedroom from the living room and the kitchen. But my grandson was sitting on a little chair. Part of the couch was blocking the lower part of his view, so he wouldn't have been able to see his reflection in the mirror because he was too low to see it. We even tested this by crouching on the floor so our heads were at the same level as his when sitting in the chair. Also, my son then remembered that he kind of felt a chill at the back of his neck while he'd been sitting at his computer desk. Most recently, about 2 nights ago, I was lying in bed sleeping. I woke up because I felt cold and my left shoulder was ice cold. I just thought my room was really cold and my shoulder wasn't covered by the blanket. While lying there for about 30 seconds just before I was about to turn on my side and pull the blanket up over my shoulder, I suddenly felt something brush across my shoulder. It was a very distinct touch and felt like a finger or two fingers, firm but not too firm, out of a touch. It wasn't my cat or dog. I have another dog now because they were both sleeping on the other side of me. The dog near the bottom of the bed. I just rolled over, covered up with my quilt and said, "Stop touching me." And I fell back to sleep. The next morning, my son came out of his room and asked me if I would look at his forehead. There were 3 distinct red marks on the left side of his forehead that looked like finger marks. The marks looked a bit like a rash, but in the shape of 3 fingers. He said he had taken a shower and was standing in front of the mirror shaving, and he felt a sudden stinging sensation on that area. And when he looked, he saw the marks. He had not bumped his head, nor was shaving anywhere near that part of his head, nor had he scratched himself there or applied any shaving cream or aftershave, etc. He said it just started stinging. My son does not have sensitive skin, nor is he allergic to anything. I then told him about the cold touch I felt on my shoulder the night before. So now it seems the spirit is getting bolder, but I'm not afraid because I think I know who it is. I've thought for a while it was the spirit of my brother's girlfriend's late husband who died of cancer. He loved to work around the house and fix or build things, so it would make sense that his spirit might stay in the house. I never met him because he passed away long before I moved to New Mexico. My brother's girlfriend's son also died, but he was an adult when he passed away shortly after I moved to New Mexico. And he hadn't lived in the house for a long time, but it's also possible it could be both spirits. I knew her son, and he was about my son's age and had a great sense of humor, so it might be like him to hide things from us, like the drinking, glasses, or the mailbox key. As for the incidents being centered around one area of the house, I recently found out when speaking to my brother that his girlfriend's late husband was on oxygen before he died, and he had rigged up a tank with a longer tube so he could walk around the master bedroom and into the kitchen without dragging the tank with him every time. That might explain why all the incidents seem to be centered in that area, in the bedroom and around near, or in the kitchen in front of the bedroom door. It's all very interesting. If any other things happen, I will certainly write back into the podcast.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.